Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
If you're looking for somewhere to go this Sunday morning for church, we want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We meet at 10 a.m., and we would love to have the Make Your Day Count family with us at Celebration Tabernacle. We've had several people who have come in through the radio station who continue to be members of Celebration Tabernacle Church. And they're not just members, but they are doers of the word. And we're so glad to hear those testimonies over and over again. And we want to invite you to be a part of what God is doing through Celebration Tabernacle Church.
And the key that we come on this here to do, and we have fun here teaching the word of God, and the reality of this, that we experience the word of God. And we're here to tell you that until you come in a real realization to know that the word that we teach is life. Mm-hmm. It is life. So since it is living, it is active. Anything that is living is active. So the word is living. Therefore, it is active. So once you start to live the word, it now produces. It produces because it's a seed. Watch this, Pastor Dad. Every seed reproduces after its kind. So whatever word you use will produce exactly what it says. Because the word is a seed. So if you need healing, then you need to find healing seed and act upon it. And what will it produce? Healing. It's not a rocket science. It's a revelation, an understanding. So what you need is the word. And what we teach is on this station and at our church and Sunday is simple, the word of God and how to use it and how to receive from it. So we teach you the word. We show you how to use it. And when you use it, you get the benefit of that word that you just use. So the word is a seed planted in your heart. Your heart acts as a soil, which is your soul, your mind. Plant it there. Go over it, water it, until it takes root. Once it takes root, it starts to grow. Okay, listen to this one. If you start to concentrate on a Hebrew word, sooner or later, you're going to do that exact word that you've been concentrating on. It's going to take root. So people, it says, whatsoever thing is lovely, whatsoever thing is good. You are to meditate in that. That's one of the reasons why the Bible says we ought to meditate on the word when day and night. So we beg you to follow Make Your Day Count broadcast Monday through Friday and to pick up the word of God from what we teach and go out and do it. That's my prayer. That's my encouragement to you.
Our theme scripture for this radio program is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. So this is the foundational scripture from 2019 when Make Your Day Count first came onto the air. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works,
yes,
which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So all things are already ready. We are his workmanship. We've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, not for bad works. We've been created for good works and the fruit of those good works. God, he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So he already made the way for us to be able to walk out each and every assignment, each and every role, each and every area of life influence that he has already written for us. Beforehand, before our days were won, these things were already written. So the Holy Spirit will guide us and help us to find the way that is right for us. In John chapter 1, verse 16, in the Amplified Version, it tells us, for out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace. And it defines grace upon grace as spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. So our giftings from God are heaped within one another. So when we begin to go and operate in a gift, to perfect a gift, we find other gifts that are heaped up along with those gifts, as well as spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing and favor upon favor. You know, sometimes we look at people and we think, well, how did they get so talented, or how are they able to do that? Well, it's because they began to cultivate a gift. They began to cultivate a spiritual blessing. They began to cultivate their favor. And upon that, then they found more because they were utilizing what they had. And I always like the illustration, the example. If your toddler comes up and asks you for apple juice and you put an inch of apple juice in that cup and they bring the cup back a couple minutes later and they ask for more juice, if that same apple juice is still in the cup, you're not putting more apple juice in that cup. You're going to tell them to finish what they have. So the Bible tells us that when we are faithful with the little, that we become rulers over much. So we can't wait for the much to start our journey, to start our doing. With the same way, we can't get from here, I say it all the time, from here to New York with the same tank of gas. You have to believe that you'll be able to stop along the way to be loaded back up with the provision that you're needed when your resources are utilized along the way. So on our way to the vision is when we find the provision. But if we're just sitting at the starting line, we're going to be disappointed because the resources aren't coming to us. They're already laid out on the path, and we're to journey stage by stage, and then we come into the provision that is needed for that stage of the journey. All this week, we're talking about understanding why God said, be fruitful and multiply. He said it because we're able to do it, because he has already set it up for our success.
Yes, it is. He had already given us all the tools that we need to produce fruits. We have all the tools already at our disposal to produce fruit. But in order for us to do it, we have to claim them and go out and practice them. Because all things is already ready. There's not one thing that God hasn't provided for us to fulfill. Genesis 1:28. When he tells Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply, he had already given them everything that they need. They didn't need anything else. They just need to go out and do it. That same verse is for us today. That same verse is for us right now. We got everything to become fruitful, to become productive in life. But in order for that to happen and realize, we have to walk by faith. We have to take it by faith. Everything about the Word of God is by faith. And the problem here, guys, is that we only want to do the things that we can see physically, touch physically. Those are the things. We don't want to do the things that we can see it physically and we can touch it physically. And everything about God is in the spirit realm and must come into the physical realm. So here it is. And we need a whole time to teach this. Everything about God is in the spiritual realm, the world, that world, the spiritual realm. And we in the physical realm. So we have to reach into the spiritual realm. And the only plane or spaceship going in there is the one called faith. You can't travel no other way into the spiritual realm. To get into the spiritual realm is by faith. Faith take you there. And when faith take you there, it will deliver what is there. You will bring it back. So we go there by faith, and we come back in the earth realm by faith. Okay, that's my best explanation.
And that the scripture where Pastor was is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, which tells us by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Yeah.
So the things which we now see were not made from things that were visible. They first came from a word.
Yes.
So any creative idea that God gives to somebody first comes as invisible.
Yes.
Then they begin to build and then it becomes visible. But the blueprint is received from the invisible realm. The idea comes from the invisible realm. Then they use different attributes to be able to create it, to bring it to pass in the earth. So it starts from the unseen, but it is seen in the imagination, in the mind of the person who God deposits the thought, the strategy, the initiative into. They're then able to see what is invisible, and others around them don't see it yet, but they eventually will see it as it's developed and it comes to pass. One thing that Pastor Beckford always teaches on is for us to take off our own self-limitation, because a lot of times we put limits on ourselves, and those limits, some of them come because of our success. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, it's because of insecurity or low esteem, but a lot of times we put limitations on ourselves because of our own success. So we stop striving. We stop moving to the next level, seeking God for clarity and direction, because we become comfortable where we are. So being successful can be a self-limitation, where we just get comfortable and complacent in one place. You know, Jesus, when he was in the earth, he had the opportunity to become the king in the earthly realm, but he had to turn that down in order to become the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, which he was created and brought into the world already as, and to fulfill his position in Christ and to fill his position as our Savior and our Passover lamb. He had to move past the self-limitation of the success of the world standards. Make your day count.